Salvation is one of the most important things in the world, is it not? Amen. Yes. Think of the number of people on this earth that turned down Jesus. And he's sitting there with his arms out saying, come unto me. Just come to me. I have forgiven you. All I want you to do is just come to me. Confess your sin. I will clean you up and make you a new creature. And my blood will cover you. And then if you'll walk with me and do what I say, when you die, not only can you have a wonderful, blessed life on this earth and live an abundant life, but then when you leave this earth, you get to go to heaven to be with me forever. If that's the only spiritual blessing I knew that belonged to me, and that was the only one I knew about for a long, long time. I was a Christian. I learned that when I was 11 years old, and I accepted Jesus as my own personal Lord and Savior at 11. But that's all I knew was salvation. And I really didn't know the fullness of salvation. I didn't know what all it gave me. I mean, how are you going to know if somebody's not up here teaching you these things every day? If you're not in the Word, you're never going to pick up on what really belongs to you. You know that? But you know, when you begin to get a hold of these things, and you think about all these spiritual blessings that we learn about in God's Word, and they all belong to me. When I got saved, all of these things became mine, everything. So let's think about another one. What would be at least one more good spiritual blessing? How about having all power and authority over the devil and his demons? Amen. Would that be a wonderful blessing? Woo! I mean, the devil has to be subject to you. So when he comes to you and tries to torment you, or when he comes over and whispers in your ear, just tell your husband off today. You know, I mean, just tell him what you think today. Oh, I mean, you don't have to listen to that beast no more, do you? You say, devil, if you tell me to do that, I'm just going to go over and love him all the more today. I'm going to go and put my arms around him. I'm going to love him. The devil says, no, no, that's not what I wanted. But you have how much spiritual authority over the enemy?
All.
Oh. I mean, all spiritual authority belongs to you over the enemy. He has to be subject to you in the name of Jesus. You don't have to yield to the devil no more. When the devil comes to you to get you to do something wrong, to get you to blow up in anger and rage and the things that so many of us fall out with every day, you have a choice. You don't have to choose the wrong way. You can choose the right way every time. That's a spiritual blessing that belongs to all of us, but we have to know it. Let's throw one more out there. One more spiritual blessing. I've been told many times that I dwell on this far too much, and this is not important. Salvation is much more important. Well, I will have to agree that salvation is the most important of all. But the PhDs that have told me that I dwell too much on healing, and healing's not important, it's not important if you're not sick. But if you're sick, it's very important. Is that right? If healing wasn't important, every time a Christian gets sick, why do they go to the doctor and spend tens and thousands and hundreds of thousands of dollars to try to get well? If they didn't think it was important, why would they take all those drugs? And of course, those drugs. Folks, please, please, please listen to me. Please, always give Jesus the opportunity to heal you if something goes wrong. Repent of your sins and go to prayer and believe he will do it. Don't go down to that doctor and let him give you all the bad stuff and give you all the medication and all the drugs they do. And then from then on, you're hooked and your own drugs and stuff for the rest of your life, if your life is very long. Do you know some people that get into medication, they call it drugs, from the hospitals and from the doctors? Many of those people had no problems whatsoever. Many of those people start going downhill quickly, and many of those people within 3 months to a couple of years are dead. And it was the drugs that killed them, because of drugs that had been given to them that had a side effect that killed them. And why is the news not telling us this? They don't want us to know. Because if they started telling you all the people that died every day, this would be like the stock market. Up and down. You know, we lost extra little today. We gained a little tomorrow. You know, so, wow, today was really a good one. We only lost 3,000 people today. Wow. Because we took the wrong kind of drugs. If they had that on the news, it wouldn't become long till most people, at least Christians, they'd be afraid to even go to the drugstore to get a drug across the counter. You know that? I mean, if I can't get Jesus to heal me, I'm not going to go take any kind of known drug. How many of these spiritual blessings belongs to us?
All.
If all of them belong to us, then why don't we learn to use them? Ephesians chapter 1. how we praise God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places, heavenly realms, because we belong to Christ. So if I or you belong to Jesus Christ, how many spiritual blessings belongs to you? Every one of them. We haven't named near all of them. We just named about three. There's a whole list of them. But how many of them belong to you? Oh, isn't that wonderful? Wow. Wow, it is absolutely amazing. Long ago, even before he made the world, God loved us and chose us in Christ to be holy and without fault in his eyes. So if you and I have accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, the minute we accept him as Lord and Savior, how many of our sins does he redeem us from? All of them. He makes us holy. Now then, the goal is to stay holy. He wants us to walk in obedience to his word and stay holy. We are not to sin after we become a new creature in Christ. Now, that went totally against what I had taught, was taught most of my life. I realized that as a son of God, there's many scriptures that says I am not supposed to sin anymore. I'm supposed to walk in obedience to his word. If we obey him, is he a good father? Oh, my goodness gracious. Is he the best father in the world when you obey him? Oh, my goodness gracious. He promises you you'll have a long life and you'll be healthy. And he promises you when you read in the Psalms, if you obey me, I will bless you and your children. Your children will be prosperous and successful if all of you will just obey me and do what I say. Why do we have those hardened hearts? I think because we don't spend enough time with God in his word. We need to get into the word and let the Holy Spirit soften our hearts. We need to get in there and do that. But he says he has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realms because we belong to Christ. So if we all belong to Jesus, then all of us have these spiritual blessings, do we not? These belong to us. Now then, long ago, even before he made the world, God loved us and chose us in Christ to be holy and without fault in his eyes. His unchanging plan has always been to adopt us into his own family by bringing us to himself through Jesus Christ. And this gave him great pleasure. Now, this was the plan before the foundations of the world, that this is what God would do through his son, Jesus Christ. In other words, there are scriptures that tells us that when him and the Father and the Holy Spirit was meeting in their meeting, they were discussing making the earth and making it and giving it to man. And the Lord Jesus Christ said to the Father and the Holy Spirit, but we know that man is going to be rebellious and is going to have a Savior. So he said, right now, even before we make it, I will say, I will be the one that goes and pays the price for the sins of the people. I will do that. He done that before the foundation of the earth was ever laid. He knew what we were going to be. And he knew we had to have a Savior. Some of the churches know that we need a Savior. I was a member of a Baptist church, and the one thing they did preach that I really liked, you could hear a salvation message every Sunday. You could go in, they could tell you how to get saved every Sunday. Is that right? Well, that's good, but I only needed to get saved once. Now, after I get saved, I need to walk in obedience to his word. I need to find out who I am, what I can do, and what belongs to me as a son of God. But nobody ever taught me the rest of it. You know, I had no idea. Nobody ever taught me the consequences of sin. I never had a pastor in a Baptist church tell me that if I go out and break God's rules and start living like a heathen or a devil, that God is going to send a demon to whoop up on me and going to hurt me and make me sick and maybe kill me. Nobody ever told me that. I never heard that. Yeah, it's definitely in the Word. So it'll change the way you do business. So we praise God for the wonderful kindness he has poured out on us because we belong to his dearly loved Son. And boy, there's nothing more wonderful than if you belong to his dearly loved son and you're walking in obedience to his word, doing what he said. He is an awesome God. And when you pray under the new covenant, he says, if you're walking in obedience to my word, you can ask me for anything. And then this sign I've got on my tie today that says, with God, all things are possible. All things are possible if you pray for a woman's back like Eldon did last week and she gets healed. What do you think Eldon was expecting to happen when he prayed for that woman? He was expecting for her to be healed. He wasn't saying, well, maybe, hope. He's been with God long enough. He knows his God. He knows what his God will do. And if he can go through somebody's sins and get them to repent of their sins, and then he can pray the prayer of faith, that person will get well. I think about years ago when Cheryl fell out of the back of that pickup and damaged her body so bad. That's a long time before I knew her. She had all these brain concussions and vertebrae broken and ribs broke, and I don't know what all happened to her, but a lot of things happened to her. Anyway, she was in pain and suffering for like 5 or 6 years. It really messed her up. And she'd been to therapy. She'd done everything the doctors knew to do, but they couldn't make everything work like it's supposed to in her body. And then she happened to meet this crazy man. His name was Elder Niddle. And he said, Jesus heals. And so she goes over to their house and spends several hours with Nancy and Eldon, and they anoint her with oil and pray the prayer of faith over getting her to repent of sins and all kinds of things. And that night when Cheryl left there, Cheryl was healed. Amen. Everything in her body worked perfect. And why did it take her 6 years to figure this out? Because she couldn't find nobody that knew. She couldn't find a righteous, holy man in church until she finally found him. Here's a man that knows his God. He is in the Word, studying it, and he believes when he prays, his God is going to do what he said in his Word if he prays to the Father in the name of Jesus. And he did. And that night, Cheryl went away completely healed of everything. But that was available to her. If she had only known the Word like she knows it today, she would have never fell out of the pickup in the first place. That's the whole thing. She didn't realize she had never, ever, ever heard preached that your sin is going to bring forth a consequence. So she had all kinds of sins in her life. In fact, she will tell you, she said, I used to be the worst sinner in the church. Sounds like Paul to me. You know, when Paul finally found all this out, he said, God called me to be apostle, and I'm the worst sinner in the whole bunch. When Paul began to see the purity and the holiness of Jesus Christ, when he began to compare that to his own life, at first he thought, hey, I'm going to be a great apostle. That's what he started out. And then as he began to see the holiness of God, the later, as you get deeper into the scriptures, you find Paul saying, I'm the chiefest of sinners. That's kind of the way when you start comparing yourself to Jesus Christ, that's kind of the way you come across. I'm the chiefest of sinners. He's holy. I mean, he's really holy. But we need to walk in that holiness as close as we can to him anyway. But Cheryl didn't know those things. She had never heard that. She'd been in church, but she never heard those things. And she never had anybody pray for her. Now, what's God looking for? A man of faith that'll tell you the truth.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop here for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety, entitled, I Am Not a Shotgun Blast God, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's area code 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.